Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Adam, a scandal in New York City. According to the New York Post, a chaplain has been fired and there are multiple investigations going on trying to figure out who exactly approved what being allowed in a city jail.
Companion chicken.
No.
An exorcism.
No. It was a religious ceremony of a kind, but not that.
In a prison.
Yes.
A wedding.
Close.
A gay wedding?
No.
Another
big family event.
Oh, a bar mitzvah.
A bar mitzvah. Today I am a felon. Tuvia Stern is a father first and a financial scam artist serving 2.5 years for first-degree grand larceny second. The Post reported that Stern somehow convinced officials at the Manhattan prison where he is serving time to ease up its prison-like rules for an extravagant bar mitzvah for his son. Prison authorities agreed. 60 guests attended. A live band performed. There was dancing in the prison gym. There was a kosher meal served. We should note forks were allowed at the dinner, but caterers were forced to fashion knives out of toothbrushes for guests to cut their meat. And they even provided special butter shivs for the dinner rolls. Everyone had a blast. The boys got their own prison tats. In fact, the party went on so long, several of the boys converted to Islam.
Imagine unwrapping those presents. Oh, cigarettes, how thoughtful. Oh, cigarettes, you shouldn't have. What's this, cigarettes?
Tom, next week, presidency of the European Union passes from the Czech Republic to Sweden. The handover actually began last weekend, when officials from each country met in Prague and handed over what?
Czech Prime Minister's missing swimming suit.
No.
The Stanley Cup.
No. Sadly, Sweden did not bring a tap.
A keg of beer.
A keg of beer.
Nice.
They passed it between two boats. Rejecting the traditional EU chest bump and bro hug, the Czechs borrowed the ancient handover of leadership ceremony from the Greek week at Ohio State. The Czech Minister for European Affairs said they were looking for a symbol of the Czech presidency to hand to the Swedes, and quote, "We ended up with a keg of beer," unquote. Next, Sweden plans to pass on the presidency with a local symbol of their country. They will give the next country a trendy-looking but flimsy dining table. with, of course, an Allen wrench and wordless instructions. Incidentally, Sweden is transferring power to France, which in their own ancient custom will hold on to the presidency for 8 minutes, flinch, and give it to Germany.
Too soon!
Adam, the Obama administration promised to be much more transparent than the secretive Bush administration, but so far nothing has changed much. In fact, last week, Obama Justice Department lawyers argued that they would not release records concerning former Vice President Dick Cheney because what nefarious enemy might make use of them?
Congress.
No. Call it the Axis of Mockery.
Comedians?
Yes, late night comics. At issue, and this
That's
is true.
That's a strong legal argument.
Isn't
right
it, though?
Yeah.
At issue are the records of the FBI's interview with Dick Cheney about the Valerie Plame investigation. Remember that? In open court, a Justice Department lawyer fighting a lawsuit demanding the release of these records said, quote, "I don't want a future vice president to say, I'm not going to cooperate with you because I don't want to be fodder for The Daily Show," unquote. Now, we at Wait, Wait were lucky enough to get a peek at the transcripts of Dick Cheney's testimony, and it turns out maybe the Obama administration was right to cover this stuff up. I'll now read from it. Well, let me tell you, waterboarding these guys was tough. I mean, it was hard.
How hard was it?
I'm telling you. It was torture. <Thank you. laughs> Little tribute to Ed McMahon, ladies and gentlemen.